We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, guys. It's Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. What's going on this morning for you?
It's good. I've had a good morning. It is so warm for fall, and I was out watering my plants, and I did so much gardening over the weekend, and I basically hurt so bad that it's hard to sit down because really? I'm so sore. I'm so sore from gardening. My hamstrings, my forearms, you know, I mean, we have a lot of landscape at the house, and we just had to get it ready for fall. So I'm cutting down in my mask, of course. I'm out there because of my allergies, but I'm cutting things down. It looks amazing, but I'm paying for it. But that's all right. The outside looks so good.
I'm glad you weren't going to say you thought you could get COVID from the flowers.
Oh, no. No, it's the allergies and everything I was touching. So I'm hoping.
I know.
Usually when I do fall cutback or whatever, you know, I'm cutting back everything, I get a sign, you know, I get sick from it because of my allergies. Yeah. So I wore a mask and I flushed my nose and I did extra stuff. So fingers crossed, we're going to be okay this time.
Okay. Well, you sound okay. I can totally hear it in your voice when you're getting sick.
So you
sound good today. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. My breathing, my peak flow is really high today. So I think we're going to make it. But I was very excited to talk about our topic today. You came up with this idea, and it is one of my favorite things in the world. Not gardening. Definitely not gardening. So tell the listeners what you want to talk about.
Okay, we are going to talk about the health benefits of chocolate. Chocolate.
Yum.
There are a lot of health benefits to chocolate.
There are. And I looked up some things, but I have to ask you first. Okay. Do you know the number one chocolate in the world, the brand worldwide? Do you know what it is?
The brand?
Yeah. Like worldwide. What is the number one selling chocolate in the world?
Well, I want to say something ridiculous like Hershey's. So
right, it's not, but okay. I'm putting you on the spot.
So and then I would go to Lindt.
Oh, that's a good guess. It is one of the most popular by far.
German chocolates or what other country does chocolate starting with a B?
Belgium.
Belgium chocolates are really good as well.
Okay, so the number one seller, the best seller is the Ferrero Rocher chocolate.
Oh, those?
Those the gold. I know.
Oh, I'm those?
Like, no.
No.
Right there, like, that's
Are
what
you
it
kidding
says.
Me?
No, but the most popular brand, so Lindt, Ferrero Rocher, I know I'm saying that wrong, but then Hershey, Ghirardelli, Godiva, Milka, that must
I
be something.
I don't know what that is.
Dove, M&M's, Russell Stover, Nestle, and Cadbury. They're listed like in order, but in the number one seller. So it may be the Lindt and the Ferrero Rocher. Maybe they go back and forth, but can you believe that? Over
$75 billion
dollars per year in chocolate. $75 billion per year, the industry's worth.
Yeah, so that's all in marketing.
Yep.
That has nothing to do
with taste.
Right. Exactly.
I agree. I completely agree with you. I was like, no. What do you think the most hated chocolate bar is?
The Zagnut. I don't know. No, wait. Let me see. Clark bar.
So I have to be honest. I don't know what people had to choose from when they did this like little survey, but 37% of the votes went to Snickers.
Most hated?
Snickers.
What?
I know.
I can't
like,
do
what
it.
Is
no.
the deal? Mm-mm. I do not like
is
the
that,
most
popular. Is that survey in the same survey as the top
no.
chocolate?
It was not. It wasn't.
They should be.
I know. So for what it's worth, right, I'm like, I don't agree. I don't agree with the most popular, but I don't like Snickers at all. So I do agree with that one, but
oh, really?
I don't.
I like Snickers. My favorite candy bars are Butterfinger and Baby Ruth.
Oh, okay. So Baby Ruth's nut and caramel, right? Nut and caramel?
Yeah, nougat or something. I don't know what they want to call it.
And Butterfinger, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all know what a Butterfinger is.
But that's not really the chocolate kind of chocolate we're talking about here.
No. No.
We're not telling you to go out and buy a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups, by the way.
Right, because in an overly abundant amount, obviously chocolate's not good for you, but you have researched and found that chocolate has a lot of benefits. I researched some fun stuff like what's the most popular, and I just want to throw that paper away because I don't agree with it, but I looked up like why do we crave chocolate and what is like our daily allowance to keep us in a healthy range and things like that, but and also some health benefits, and I was amazed. How about you?
I knew there were health benefits to eating chocolate. Over the years, I've read about it. You know, they're coming out with more and more research about chocolate and the health benefits. I always knew there were some. It's just eating the right kind.
Right. And, you know, I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania with a bunch of girlfriends, and they have the Hershey Hotel. There's a chocolate spa, which is another story. But
I remember that.
The hot chocolate massage. Mm-hmm. And everything around chocolate. But while we were there, we did a taste testing of chocolate, and it was the percent of cocoa versus percent of sugar. And the mm-hmm. darker the chocolate, the more healthy because of the cocoa yes. bean, and the more sugar, the less healthy, which mm-hmm. of course I like the one with the most sugar because that's what tastes good to me. But do you like dark chocolate?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do like dark chocolate. And this is another chocolate test. If you get next time you get a piece of chocolate, put it in your mouth and see if it melts.
Oh, if it quickly. Melts, it has too much sugar, right?
No, it's no higher quality.
Oh.
So put a piece of Hershey's chocolate in your mouth. It's not melting right away. Or even in your hand. Put it in your hand. And then put a piece of Dove chocolate in your hand and see what happens.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, I'll gladly do that challenge because then I have to.
And then
eat
put it.
It
in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah. So the darker the chocolate, the higher percentage of cocoa.
Correct. Yeah.
Chocolate has flavonoids. So like milk chocolate and white chocolate have very little.
Right. And it's the flavanols that are
flavonoids. Okay.
It's the one that has is that the antioxidant? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So chocolate has antioxidant properties in it.
The more cocoa it has.
The more cocoa. So we're talking like 70% cocoa. See, do you ever see those big bars that say have a number on the top?
Yes.
The top?
Like, yeah, I know what you're talking
you know,
about.
60%, 70%, 80%. The higher the number, the better off you are.
Okay.
But also the higher the number, really the less sugar and the more bitter.
Right. Because a lot of the commercial chocolates that are high in sugar are high in fat and obviously high in calories and
right.
you eat too much, you gain weight, but the dark chocolate has less sugar.
Yep.
So I was reading that it was impactful in heart health.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you found?
Yes.
I don't know a lot. What did it say?
It talks about cholesterol, for one, lowering okay. cholesterol, helping with the bad cholesterol, the LDLs.
I was seeing, it says, I was just jotted some things down that it improves the vascular function. It reduces cell damage and improves vascular function. So that would kind of be in line with the cholesterol, mm-hmm. which would also then help reduce blood pressure, like
yes.
high blood pressure, right? And stroke yeah. prevention because of clots.
Right.
Okay. I see where you're going here.
It's actually like a blood thinner, I read.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Isn't that interesting? So in line with some of the, you know, blood thinner medications. Now, we're not telling you to stop using your blood.
Oh, goodness.
Any kind of medicine and start eating chocolate. So we just want to say that right now.
We're just introducing a topic that you can look into a little bit yourself. But, you know, I do feel like you're like, oh, don't eat chocolate. It's so bad. It's bad for you. But it's not. Everything in moderation. But this dark chocolate actually has health benefits.
I mean, they say to eat it actually every day.
Really?
Eat it every day. It helps with improving cognitive performance.
Oh.
Did you read that?
I didn't.
Yes.
Is that because of like caffeine? It keeps as a stimulant maybe? I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know. I'm just thinking because it has caffeine in it, right? So it's a little bit of a stimulant.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking more so that antioxidant properties.
Oh, okay. So if you're supposed to eat it every day, I did look up like how much is too much chocolate so it's not detrimental to your health. It said the daily allowance for adult men and women is 30 to 50 grams of dark chocolate daily, and that's approximately 1 to 2 ounces. But if you're having white or milk chocolate, it's no more than 20 grams. So it's significantly lower if you're eating the milk chocolate or the white chocolate. So 1 to 2 ounces daily of dark chocolate is the recommended, recommended daily. So 1 to 2 ounces.
It's probably like 2 squares or something. I don't know. I don't know how much a chocolate bar. I don't know how many ounces is a normal chocolate bar.
I don't know.
I got to look into that.
I have one in my cupboard. I could go look, just a plain Hershey bar. And I could tell you.
Yeah, I need to know the answer to that.
Well, and I looked, we've talked on our podcast before about cravings too. And I'm like, why do we crave chocolate? Because I definitely do. And we go back to those hormones and those things released from your brain. But dopamine, it's released, and dopamine can lower stress. And people often crave chocolate in stressful situations because they're in need of comfort, and it lowers stress when the dopamine is released. Also interesting, magnesium deficiency or just simply emotional eating. So I was like, okay, that all makes sense.
No, and then, you know how we talked about serotonin in one of our other podcasts with music? So chocolate contains PEA. And PEA is metabolized into serotonin, which is one of the most effective mood regulator chemicals that the body produces.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, just listen to your favorite music and grab a chocolate bar and start eating.
and the day will be better.
You know. Oh, and also it can increase insulin sensitivity, which is beneficial to those people that have diabetes.
You know, I was reading something about that, the diabetes and the weight loss with that, with the chocolate. I didn't dive in too much, but I did see.
Moderation is the key.
Right. I mean, if you 1 to 2 ounces, or what did I say? 1 to 2 ounces?
Yeah.
A day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I have a quote because I always have a quote. Well, a couple. And one is, a delicious cure for a bad day is chocolate.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And then this is my absolute favorite when I was looking through. Oh, my gosh. So many. But this one made me laugh. This is, I could give up chocolate, but I'm not a quitter. I love it. I love that one.
And there's no need to give up chocolate if you eat the right kind.
Right. So you keep talking. I'm going to grab my chocolate bar.
Okay. I will keep on talking. Cocoa beans, from which dark chocolate is made, has one of the best antioxidant profiles of any food in the world, with antioxidants that contain polyphenols. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, polyphenols. I'm back. Okay.
Which are powerful phytonutrients that fight free radicals and prevent cell damage.
Okay, so that's that cell damage with the vascular system.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so that's more of the science behind it. All right, so guess what?
Yeah.
One milk chocolate Hershey bar is 1.5 ounces.
Are you serious?
The whole bar.
Oh.
It's 43 grams. So
you can eat a whole chocolate bar, basically equivalent to a Hershey bar of dark chocolate.
Of the dark, right, because
dark.
Mm-hmm. With the dark chocolate, it's 30 to 50 grams a day, and this whole Hershey bar is 43 grams. So that's the size. Now, if you were eating this, you could only have half of it a day. So half of a Hershey bar daily for the milk chocolate, or a whole bar if it's dark chocolate daily. That's a lot more than I thought it was going to be.
You know, but that dark chocolate is like two squares of it is almost enough. It's like
because it's
rich
gross.
Or no. Well, it has less sugar in it.
Right.
Okay.
No.
But
yeah.
It's almost like it's rich. Like like a little bit goes a long way when you're eating dark chocolate. So you're like, okay, I'm done. Really, everyone should go out and buy a chocolate bar that's about 70% minimal, 70% chocolate. I mean, cocoa, sorry. And try it. See what you think.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, right. So my Hershey bar is not, you could have half of that. I was just looking to see how much cocoa was in just a regular Hershey bar.
Did you know that the average dark chocolate bar with 70 to 85% cocoa has approximately 11 grams of fiber.
Oh, I did see something about the GI system because of the fiber.
It has potassium, zinc. I mean, there's a lot. Iron, magnesium, copper.
So maybe we should
which is all important.
You know, change our way of thinking about chocolate and maybe change up the type of chocolate that we eat and enjoy it and get the benefits from it.
Okay, let's talk about fruits and vegetables real fast because they have antioxidants in them.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to compare something. So do you know what fruit has the highest antioxidant property?
Let's see. I mean,
I'm gonna say
a berry. Berry.
Yeah, you're
like
hot.
Blue or ras.
Warm.
It's some sort of berry. I don't know.
Okay. Wild blueberries.
Blueberries. Okay. Blue. Yeah. Blueberries.
I was going to say blueberries. Wild blueberries.
Okay. Wild. Yes. Wild blueberries.
Yes. So to say that, you know, cocoa beans from dark chocolate has one of the highest antioxidant profiles of anything. That's big.
That's a lot.
So grab a handful of wild blueberries and, you know, a chunk of dark chocolate in the morning on the way to work.
Yeah.
See how you do then. Do you remember me telling you we have that tool at work that measures your antioxidant level in your body?
Yes. You should measure your antioxidant level and then do dark chocolate and blueberries.
I'm going to do that.
And then remeasure it.
I'm going to do that. So this week, when I get to work tomorrow, I am going to get my number.
Okay.
All right. Because it gives you a number. And then in, let's say by December, I'm going to start eating blueberries, wild blueberries. If I can't get wild, I'll get regular blueberries. But, and dark chocolate.
Okay.
All right. In the morning.
Okay.
And I'm going to measure it.
And change nothing else. Like keep everything else pretty much the same. I mean.
Okay.
Obviously, you can eat healthier or whatever, but just add that in.
Pretty much just,
I mean, yeah.
Similar every day.
Okay, so that will be cool.
That's what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to measure it. That would be interesting.
And report back.
If nothing else, my heart's going to like it.
Right. Absolutely. That would be good for you.
How can you go wrong with that?
All right, everyone. So go out and buy your chocolate and your blueberries and enjoy.
A lot of benefits to chocolate. Go out and research a little bit yourself. There's so much information out there about chocolate that, it's just, it makes sense. It all makes sense. And it all makes sense that we have some chocolate every day. You know, did you read that it helps actually visual, your visual awareness too?
No, I didn't.
Your eyes. It helps your eyes.
Okay. That would be good for me.
And that has to do with blood flow as well.
Right. Okay. Doesn't it all kind of comes back to that blood flow?
And how about this? Did you see how helps with the sun, the absorption of the UV, the bad UV light?
Yes, it helps protect your skin.
Yes.
I saw this.
Protect your skin.
Yes, skin protection.
So when you're laying out in the sun, you have some dark chocolate. When you're driving to work, you have some dark chocolate.
There were some random things.
Have some dark chocolate.
Right. Yeah, skin protection. And then they're neutralizing coughing, helping with the bowel stuff, as you said before. There were some just different. There's just so many things. Uh-huh. Crazy.
You know, my grandmother, when she used to eat chocolate, she used to sneeze.
I have a cousin, every single time she eats eats chocolate, she sneezes. What is that? Does it. Your grandma did it?
Yeah, my grandmother. My grandmother did that.
Okay, I have one cousin, Anissa, if she even listens to us. It's Anissa. Anissa. Since she was little, like tiny, she would eat chocolate and sneeze every time.
I used to laugh because I'm really, and my mother does it too.
Oh, not at all. Chocolate and sneezing. It says chocolate can induce involuntary but not allergic related sneezes in a sensitive few. Why do I sneeze? The dark chocolate sneeze has not been studied in as much detail, but it is overstimulation of the optic nerve by bright sunlight passes on a message to the trigeminal nerve leading to a sneeze. So that's a sneeze, but a dark chocolate sneeze has not been studied, it says.
Yeah, someone needs to study that. Keep in mind that you didn't sneeze because the chocolate was in bad shape. You didn't because of the ingredients used in making the chocolate itself. You could also be allergic to just one or more component. There's so much to read about chocolate.
Oh, I know. I read 4,000 years ago in Latin America is where it originated. I do know that. So 4,000 years ago, Latin America, and they took the cocoa plant and turned it into chocolate.
Really?
That was like the earliest civilization, you know, the earliest one to turn cocoa into chocolate was 4,000 years ago.
Yep. Wow.
Crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Smart
people.
All
right, so, yeah, I mean.
Smart people.
Really. I wish I would have invented chocolate. That's all I have to say.
Right. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, I think we could wrap it up here. I want to thank you for joining us for a podcast today. Take care.
Take care, everyone. And I'd say go out and get yourself some dark chocolate, put on some good music, and enjoy every single bite. Stay healthy out there. Take care.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.